On a regular weekday, are there any rules about how you're supposed to cut and hold your bread? So Shulchan Aruch says there are numerous rules how and when you're supposed to hold and cut your bread. In fact, where, what part of the bread you're supposed to hold, and you know how you're supposed to hold it. So, but keeping one halacha, Shulchan Aruch says, discussing one halacha in depth, Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rambam, you should not break off a prusa ketana, because you'll look like you're tsar ayin, like you're stingy, or that you're, you know, miser, whatever. So Mishnah Berurah says this means less than a kezias. You should always break off more than a kezias. If you have less than a kezias, you're going to become a tsar ayin. Also, Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, you should not break off more than a prusa, which is a beitza, so you don't look like a ravson, someone who's piggish. Now, the Ramah clarifies that Shulchan Aruch only means this halacha on weekdays, when you're eating alone, and in such a case, you shouldn't cut off a big piece. But on Shabbos, or even on weekdays, if you're eating with other people, you must cut a big piece, or you could cut a big piece. Well, on Shabbos, you could cut a big piece because it's chibuv mitzvah. It's, you know, to highlight the beauty of the mitzvah that you're eating through the Shabbos. Or if they're, even on a weekday, if you have a lot of people around you, each person needs a kezias, which we'll discuss about momentarily. And therefore, you could or should cut a big piece and then break that piece off into little pieces for everyone else. Now, what's the reason why you must, you know, when you have a lot of people, what's the reason why you must break off a big piece and then make sure to distribute it so that every person has from your bread a proper amount? What's the reason? So Dibrei Kalamudo says, well, if you don't do that, you're going to look like a tsar ayin, because you're going to cut off a small piece, let's say, which is, you know, a little bit more than a kezias. You're going to break it off into 10 pieces, and each piece is going to be, let's say, 1/10 of a kezias. So you're going to look like a very big miser, because you're only giving people 1/10 of a kezias to eat. Now, the Magen Avraham disagrees with that reason, is that the reason why he says you must give other people, or you must break off a big piece, is so that this way everyone could fulfill the ideal way of eating a kezias with the Birchas Hamotzi, meaning each Birchas Hamotzi ideally needs to be eat a kezias with it, which is different than, you know, some other brachos. And therefore, even though you don't have to do so, this will be the ideal way to do it, and therefore you cut off a bigger piece when other people are eating with you, and you're being motzi them, so that this way every person can have a kezias. Now, the Igros Moshe says, well, based upon these reasons, which are both cited in the Mishnah Berurah, one should really, on the night of Pesach, make sure every person has their own 3 matzos in front of them, or so this way they could each have a kezias to make sure everyone has and eats a kezias from the Lechem Mishnah. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid disagrees, though. He says, no, the real reason for the Ramah is based on the idea that one should not talk until he finishes a kezias of the bread. But since the Mishnah Berurah later on in Lamed Hey notes that we're not really makbid for this, so there's also no real need to be makbid to give everyone a kezias as well, or to eat a kezias. And therefore, he says, okay, you can ideally give someone a kezias, but if they don't want to, then if they don't eat the full kezias, that's not a big deal based on this interpretation of the Rama. So that's why that's the halacha of why you need to really give other people a kezias, or whether you have to do that on my Summit Night of the Seder as well. But what about the other part of Shulchan Aruch, which is that you're not supposed to break off a piece which is bigger than a beitza, which is, you know, a pretty small piece within itself. You know, maybe it's like, I don't know, it's a half a pizza, or if you have a big bagel, maybe it's half more than, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe it's maybe 3/4 of the bagel. You're not supposed to break off such a big piece. So what about nowadays? Are you even allowed to hold, let's say you're eating a bagel, which is more than a beitza, are you allowed to eat from that bagel straight up? You know, we call this the Bill de Blasio halacha, because he was derided for cutting up pizza. People say that's not the way New Yorkers eat pizza. But maybe that is the way that Jewish Orthodox New Yorkers are supposed to eat pizza, because you're not going to take the whole slice and put it straight into your mouth. So interestingly, Vizosa Bracha has a discussion about this and cites a machlokas. He says, on one hand, you could say perhaps our breads, which are machine-made and definitely less thick than the breads from years ago, so maybe there is a larger shear, meaning maybe the prusa, which Shulchan Aruch says is a beitza, is a larger piece. So really, maybe one slice of pizza may be less than a prusa, according to that, and therefore be permitted to hold the pizza and eat it straight up. And in fact, he cites later on that this is the opinion of the Ohr Lezion, and he says many other Gedolei Poskim, who he does not name, are also lenient and allow you to eat a piece of pizza straight up. However, he quotes Dayan Fisher, who says, no, one must be makbid and not hold more than a beitz at one time, even, you know, if it's a pizza or something which is not full bread, because you are going to otherwise violate this din of ravson, of being eating a ravson, just like you're not supposed to break off more than a prusa. You also should not be allowed to hold a piece of a prusa. The idea of breaking off less than a prusa is that you shouldn't hold it and put it in your mouth at one time, or hold it in your hand while you're taking a bite. So too, a piece of pizza would have the same prohibition, and therefore you should not, you know, eat it straight up. I guess you cut it up into pieces, or I saw some one acharon say, well, maybe if you like have it on the plate and bend your mouth onto it, but that's not really the normal way to do it. I guess according to that, you would have to cut up the pizza, but clearly the general Hamon Am is lenient on this issue.